Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, who will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, whom the world neither sees nor knows. You know the Spirit, because the Spirit abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." The Gospel of the Lord. Christ is risen. So today's gospel lesson is a continuation from last Sunday. Jesus' farewell speech would actually last and extended out from chapter 13 through chapter 17. The whole second half of the Gospel of John is just 3 days, while the first half was 3 years. Now, of course, the disciples were listening all this continuously. They heard from last week to this, but we had to wait a whole week to hear Jesus speak verse 15 to us. Also, a week ago, we baptized Ez Jonathan. And now today, we baptize Vivian Jane. As Yogi Berra used to say, it's deja vu all over again. Similarly, Jesus says something new in our lesson. Well, it seems new, but really, it's something that he has been saying and living and echoing from God, the creator of the world, all along. Very consistent, kind of just with new terminology. And maybe you'll say deja vu all over again too, because I know I've preached this sermon at some point, because I love this line. "I will not leave you orphaned." It's particularly resonant today, I think, as we all gather around Vivian Jane, and we all promise to care for her, to look after her, so that she will not feel isolated. Orphanos is the Greek word. It actually only occurs, I think, 3 times in the New Testament, and only here does it refer to being bereft or left alone, to be literally to be orphaned. Jesus says that "I will never leave any of you alone." And in the baptism, that promise comes. Jesus will never abandon that relationship that he establishes this day with Vivian Jane and with all of us in our baptism. The relationship that God has established in the very creation of life, and that as we hear this day in the gospel lesson, that the Spirit brings to us, that the Spirit abides with us, that relationship that maintains with us by the Holy Spirit. Even though the image of being orphaned is only used in this one instance, it actually describes what we experience universally, the whole of the world. The great fear of folks is to be abandoned, to be bereft of relationship with one another, with God, to be unloved. Abandonment, exclusion, to be devalued, unloved, is the condition that Jesus confronted in his ministry time after time after time. In this gospel lesson, there are very dramatic instances, but we could think through all of 4 of the gospels and draw up the stories of Jesus embracing those who have been rejected, those who have been outcast, those who have been set aside. In the Gospel of John, the Samaritan woman who comes to the well by herself, who was so isolated, is now in true relationship with Jesus through conversation, through promise, through relationship. Or the man born blind for all this time had no one to look after him. But now he is a child of God, a brother of Jesus. And the great thing about this is that we learn from Jesus that the caring for one is never at the expense of another. As we gather here today around these waters of creation, which God promises never to abandon us or Vivian, which is an echo from the very beginning of creation. And let me suggest that such a promise is the very foundation of creation itself. Without that promise, nothing would be around us. The structure of creation itself is to be in relationship from the very cells of our body to the very being and spirit that we share. To abide, that is God's promise. We take up Jesus' promises today. We take up his commandment that all should have eternal life. We make these life-giving promises to Vivian this day. Particularly her parents. And she's got four sponsors. I mean, the more the merrier, right? Or a great cloud of witnesses. And the congregation. I mean, it's not just a throw-in that we ask you all to care for her. It's really what God expects of us in our community of faith, but beyond as well. And then in the lesson today, we understand that Jesus gives the Holy Spirit, the advocate, the paraclete, who will be with her forevermore. We all promise not to abandon her, to abide with her in prayer, in common mission, in love, in faith. We make these promises to Vivian, to one another, because Jesus promises us, I will never leave you orphaned. I will always be in your heart. And if we make these promises to Vivian, are we not also called to make them to one another? And if we make them to one another, are we not also called then to make them to all others? For the world is overwhelmed by orphans of war, of prejudice, of violence toward others. We seem sometimes even to make it a basis of our politics, our identities, personal and national, to exclude some, to receive others. But Jesus says, I will not leave you orphaned. That's a statement to all people. And this is the ministry that Jesus proclaimed. It's the ministry that he lived. And it is also the ministry to which he calls Vivian and all of us in our baptism. And for Jesus is always himself the other. He is always coming to us himself as an orphan. Wasn't it so? Very so in the crucifixion. Isn't this the truth of the crucifixion? His refusal to leave us orphaned meant that the focus of rejection and exclusion and death became his. The forces of fear that bring exclusion and hatred attack the very one who stands with us, who related in love always to the lost. But Jesus leaves no one orphaned, even when it is us who exclude or break relationship, who fail to offer life of acceptance and care to one another, even when it is we who leave others. Throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus abides. It's kind of the flip of not leaving someone orphan. I will abide with you. It's John's favorite word, and perhaps it is Jesus' favorite word. Jesus abides with us, lives with us, brings us life. Even on the cross, he will not abandon anyone, but offers forgiveness and the Spirit of truth to abide with us. that we might live. Because Jesus embraces and abides with us, he bears even into the depths of our failures, the sin of our isolation and brokenness with others and with God. Jesus is always speaking his creative word of new life, of resurrection life, of eternal life, of abiding. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says there is one commandment, that you have eternal life. The Word made flesh speaks this promise to us daily, through Scripture, through creation, through our relationship with others, through the Christ who abides with us always and forever in the Spirit of truth, which comes today in baptism. Deja vu all over again. Today, we are new creations in Jesus Christ, and each day we are called to be that word of truth and new life to others. Amen. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.